God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our message for today is from Luke chapter 12, especially verses 22 through 31. Our Lord says, "Do not be anxious about your life." I don't know about you, but that's almost as bad as the prayer you sometimes see in some of the emails, "Lord, grant me patience and grant it to me now." How can we not be anxious? I mean, it's almost like saying, "Parents, don't worry about your little ones." It comes part of the territory. Unfortunately, our Lord does say these words to us, and so we need to look at them. The command of Jesus is indeed valid and needs to be heard. The command not to be anxious about your life does presuppose that naturally we are concerned about our life, and we may become evenly over-concerned. Jesus answers our concerns by noting how God does provide for the plants, God does provide for the animals, and that since God provides for them, surely he's going to provide for us because he loves us more. Jesus died on the cross not to redeem the whales, not to redeem the dandelions or the thistles, but to redeem you and me. I will admit this is very, very difficult. It takes faith. Faith that trusts in God's promises. Those promises and that faith that trusts in God's promises is what's needed to overcome our often cynical, sinful human nature. Faith that trusts that God's care and promises are sure and certain. Even when we look in a world around us and we might say, "God, why are some animals driven to extinction? Why are the rainforests decreasing and the atmosphere is getting worse? Why all these things, since you promised to take care of them and us even more, are they happening?" I will admit, when our sinful mind starts going down paths like that, it is challenging for us as Christians to sit there and say, "I believe in the Almighty God. I believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I believe that he will sustain and take care of me." But part of us wants to jump onto the bandwagon to survive and be comfortable. We would rather eat than be eaten. Yet it might be because of this fear of being eaten that creates the main source of our anxious energy to eat and to consume. God's word, however, points us a different direction, which is not logical. It's a direction that we walk by faith. From 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, Peter reminds us, "Casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." So whatever anxieties we have, whatever fears that come into our hearts and into our minds, we are to pass them on to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not let those fears consume us or to hold us hostage. Quite the opposite. The cross of Jesus Christ is there to free us, to redeem us, even from our own sinful human nature that comes up in the forms of fear and anxiety. Casting our cares upon the God who creates, redeems, and sanctifies us is sometimes challenging. Yes, we remember what we were taught. We remember what God's word says to us. But that sinful nature within us says, "I'd rather hang on to it. I'd rather be in control." Casting our cares upon God does not mean to think of him as the one who guarantees all our wishes as some sort of divine Santa Claus, but rather that we see God as the one who really knows what we really need, even above our own human understanding. Now, I will admit, that is probably the greatest challenge of all. To sit there and say, as Christians, God knows what's really best for me, even more than I know myself. That takes faith. And if you notice, that's what the cover of our bulletin is depicting, based especially off of our epistle reading from Hebrews. The great followers of God, the great men of God, so to speak, the patriarchs, all believed and trusted in God, even when their minds said something else. Even when the rest of the world says, it's all illogical. And so will we do the same thing? Will we put our faith and trust in the Almighty risen God? Or into the logic of our mind? Will we allow that faith that God has given to us through holy baptism and through His Word to be our God? Are we able to trust in God for all things? Not just to save us from our sin, from death and the devil, but also to provide for all that we need to support our daily life as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, the fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. Do we really mean it when we pray those words? This faith that trusts in God's promise does not pull us from this world, but calls us to live in this world by faith. We live in a world where people devour what they can, even other people. Even God's word tells us and reminds us in St. Paul, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. Yet God is providing through the work. But as we work, let us not get consumed in that work. Because too often we might get consumed in that work. We might let all our energies being devoted to career and profession consume us, so to speak, as we work toward what? Gaining more things for our physical body? Yes, work is necessary, but let's not get consumed for us. Our energies should not be consumed in the work that provides for food and clothing, but God now directs us towards something else. In the middle of our text, God says, seek His kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Now, I will admit, some people have abused this word of God. They basically said, if you do God's work and you seek His kingdom, God will bless you more and more. Well, if that's the truth, then all the rich people of the world better be good Christians. Unfortunately, that's not the truth. God does indeed bless. But what does it mean when God says, seek His kingdom, and all these things will be added to you? We have to remember that God is calling us. He's not calling us to live outside this world, to live in the world. Yes, we are to work, we are to live, we are to play. But that's not our main focus in life. Because for those who just eat, drink, and be merry, that's a very individualistic type focus. God here is calling us to a more of a corporate type focus. Not for corporations here in the United States, but corporately as far as His body is concerned. Realizing the true body of Christ, where He is the head and we are the individual members. Whereas Christians, we realize it's more than just about me and my family. It's about all people throughout the world. And as we have our concern for the body of Christ, we have that concern that draws us back to His Word, back to His sacraments, because that's where we are spiritually fed and spiritually nurtured. And as we are drawn back to God's kingdom, we realize it's not just about us as individuals. It is about the whole body of Christ. And there are individuals that make up the body. And so we are also concerned for one another, our neighbors in need. And this concern does something very special. And this is why we gather together to hear God's word. Fair enough, I probably could have just taken my notes from my sermon and just emailed you, and you could have just slept in and had breakfast in bed and reading the email. But there's something more important as we come and we gather to hear this word, because we also gather at the Lord's table. We share this body and blood of Christ. Yes, for the strengthening of us and the strengthening of other people. We gather together to hear what's going on in other people's lives, to share our experiences, to lift others up as they are down, to encourage one another in the faith, to take all our anxious anxieties for the things of this world and to share them with those around. Because what happens when we take those anxious energies and we refocus them toward the body of Christ? We have other people who are willing to listen. We are also able to listen to other people. We have other people there to encourage us. We are able to encourage other people. And then maybe those things that really have been waiting on our hearts and minds might be lifted. When we start hearing that other people have similar burdens, similar frustrations, that we're all in this together, being bound together by God's word and sacraments, called together for a common purpose. Yes, God does indeed refocus our nervous energies toward his kingdom. And when that occurs, and all these things will be added to you, maybe then the anxieties that we have for our temporal physical life might decrease. And maybe then we will find true joy, true peace, and true happiness. It comes from Christ being connected to his body, connected to the body of Christ for all eternity. It's something the world cannot provide, but God does indeed give it to us freely. So who is the Lord of your life? Are you going to allow the fears, the anxieties to control and to master you? Or are you going to trust in the risen Savior? Who, yes, he forgives our sins, redeems us from sin, death, and the devil, but then draws us to him who is the source of all life. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.